Good evening. Now is the time and place for the Tuesday, January 26, 2016 Board of Supervisors meeting of the Terry Township Board of Supervisors. May I have the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Foley.
Here.
Ms. Court.
Here.
Mr. Engel.
Here.
Mr. Weir.
Here.
Chairman Moyer.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, sir. Although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise those persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. Also, the Board of Supervisors met in executive session prior to this meeting to discuss land, legal, and personnel issues. I'd like to open the floor to visitor and public comments at this time. If you would like to avail yourself of public comment, I ask that you please state your name and address, and to also please limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. So please, if anyone wishes to address the board.
Good evening. My name is Chuck Yasser. I live at 1345 Bradley Avenue. I'm in Carroll Acres. I'm a lifelong resident of Derry Township. My understanding is that the Board of Supervisors will be considering the adoption of a comprehensive plan at tonight's meeting. As explained in a recent meeting and as indicated in the plan, it carries no weight of law and contains no rules or regulations. However, we'd like to think that the future actions of the board will reflect not only the spirit of the plan, but also, and very importantly, the views of the residents of the township as individual decisions are made. I see many references in the plan to smart growth and to the importance of preserving open space, farmland, and natural beauty of the township. On page 111, the plan states that Derry Township is committed to serving its residents as a green community, as evidenced by the protection of natural resources, environmental stewardship, and clear standards and policies. I understand that there's a plan sometimes referred to as Gateway West, which involves the development of land between Bullfrog Valley Road and Middletown Road. I and many other township residents view this scheme with great concern, including how such development will exacerbate stormwater problems in the area and traffic problems along the Middletown Road corridor. I'm sure we would all agree that the Hershey is a very attractive area and that it's very unique in that there are many beautiful fields and open spaces along all the highways leading to town. It would be a shame if the beautiful fields along 322 West, west of town, were lost and if Gateway West were merely a euphemistic expression for Tech Port East. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to make a public comment at this time? Seeing none? Yeah. Oh, please. I apologize.
My name is Dave Weaver, 1163 Galway Court. A few meetings ago, I spoke about similar concerns that Chuck just mentioned regarding the Gateway West plan and the open space on the western end of the township. When I was finished, Mr. Engel made note that the comprehensive plan designation 3.2 may be revisited, may be reconsidered, things like that, which I appreciate the supervisor's willingness to address something like that. At the same conclusion, I believe Chris mentioned that the 3.2 carries no weight of law, no power, so to speak. However, it does lead the supervisors and lead the township in a general direction based on the vision that everybody's promoted and the concept that everybody's talked about. So we are concerned about this concept, this vision. I believe there was a survey conducted about what folks in the township wanted to see as a result of the comprehensive plan. I'm pretty sure that most, if not all, of the residents directly affected by this potential Gateway West plan and the rezoning potential and the reclassification of this area did not consider this a positive aspect of the comprehensive plan. As Chuck mentioned, we are concerned about the stormwater issues, additional traffic congestion will likely be the result of poor and rushed and grand scheme development in this area. This is a township that requires its citizenry to present detailed plans for any zoning changes or any variance requests, signage requests, things like that. We have seen nothing about the specifics of what is planned for this area other than a broad list of designations that 3.2 would allow. And I would suggest that requiring the citizenry to present such significant detail should also work the other way, and that the supervisor should be willing to get more detail, gather more detail as to what is exactly is planned for this area. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Are there any other public comments? Please, sir.
Hi, my name is Roy Michelson. I'm at 1169 Wicklow. I'm in essentially the same complex as Dave Weaver, and I just wanted to second my thoughts and agree that the supervisor should consider at least putting forth some more information that we might be able to understand where all these requests are driving towards. The fact that the this whole zoning process involves such a comprehensive large part of the west end of the township that maybe the supervisors would please consider at least slowing down the process so we could understand where this is all headed. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Can I just make a general comment?
Please.
I think that there is a lack of understanding among many in this room about where we are in the process, and that we're not Gateway, and that is property owned by the Hershey Trust. And then, Chris, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but could you just clarify? I mean, I think it's an opportunity for us. I think it's important that we all understand more about what the current entitlement rights are, and the fact that this comp plan that we're going to consider tonight does not increase entitlement rights at all on that land. So, Chris, you want to just take a minute?
Yeah, let's start in reverse. Was it Roy Michelson? Roy? So just on a couple of pieces of this, I mean, the comprehensive plan, as Justin mentioned, it actually is the entire township. We're not focusing on any particular tracts. We were tasked to look at the entirety of Derry Township and all the property there included. And it is not a development process. It's not an entitlement process. And it is, in fact, there is no way to law, as all three of you mentioned in different ways. It also, as Mr. Engel mentioned, it's not the Gateway West plan. We all in this room understand that there are planning projects that are being contemplated for property within the township, not just here in the western part of the township, but all parts of the township. Until those plans are brought forth to the proper channels through community development in the way of a sketch plan submission or a preliminary land development plan submission, they're not official plans. They're ideas and their thoughts and their concepts, but that is very, very different than the comprehensive plan. So I want to make sure that that's clarified. I also want to make a point that Dave mentioned that, you know, poor and rushed planning leads to sometimes catastrophic results. We couldn't agree with you more, and that's part of the reason you go through the comprehensive planning process. And if you read through the entirety of the several hundred pages of this document, which I know is sometimes daunting, there are some really creative processes that this plan proposes to address your concern, to ensure that there are not poor and rushed plans coming forward. So if, in fact, a gateway plan or another development plan comes before the board, there's processes in place to ensure that they're not poor and rushed, that they are thoughtful, that they go through a new process that, frankly, gives a lot more power to the public to have input. And that's part of the comprehensive plan, is addressing the needs of seeing things at a master plan level, understand long-term repercussions. made a couple of comments about the uses that 3.2 allows. We should address that. 3.2 in the comprehensive plan doesn't, by definition, allow anything. It is simply providing suggestions moving forward. Base zoning is what allows or disallows certain uses. The base zoning in some of the properties we're talking about needs to be reviewed. There are many instances where the underlying base zoning is, frankly, more intense than the future land use plan is discussing. In the case of the 3.2 land use classification, there are certain aspects of 3.2 that would match the density of the base zoning. There are certain aspects of that 3.2 zone which would, frankly, be less intensive than the underlying base zoning. So a couple other things to keep in mind. Your comment about development has the potential to exacerbate stormwater issues. It also has the potential to address and manage stormwater issues, as well as exacerbating traffic and addressing traffic. So the whole of the comprehensive plan puts in place philosophical strategies and mechanisms to ensure that if development happens and when development happens, the township is in a position to have the proper safeguards in place and maybe avoid some of the pitfalls that happened in the past 30 years of not having a comprehensive plan. So since 1991, we've sort of been operating in a little bit of a limbo area here without having a comprehensive plan with new forward-thinking planning principles and strategies. So this comprehensive plan endeavors to do that. Just want to make those points a little bit clearer. Does that help? Does that cover it? I mean, certainly answer more questions if you have. Hopefully that helps a little bit.
I think it helps. I think the key part is that passing or approving this comprehensive plan tonight does not expand development rights on the land, period.
And incidentally, there, if you read through the packet or if you go through the packet tonight, we've heard that. We've heard the language and the concern about timing and whether or not approving a plan like this, in essence, endorses certain things to change. And so there's been language added, as you guys hit the point talking about making a resolution to adopt. There's some very specific language that puts some protections in place to ensure that you're not simply entitling more development. You're entitling a smart plan. That's what you're doing. So I think that we've heard the concerns and we've tried to address them as best we can, with the eye that this has to be a very thoughtful and long-term plan, and I believe that it is.
Are there any other public comments? None noted. Well, we will move on. I'd like to move for the adoption of the meeting minutes for the Board of Supervisors reorganization meeting for January 4, 2016.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Mr. Foley, a second from Ms. Court. Any comments? None? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? And those minutes are unanimously adopted. Before we begin with the new business, and we do have a rather large agenda, most of us in this room know, we had a significant storm snow event this past weekend, and I really want to extend my gratitude and that of the board and appreciation and many thanks to the individuals, organizations, and businesses that assisted and worked relentlessly and selflessly through the unprecedented blizzard that we had from Friday, January 22nd through Sunday, January 24th of 2016. This storm event brought well over 2 feet of snow to our township. In particular, I want to tip my hat to the Township of Derry Public Works Department, and in particular Tom Clark and Bob Piccolo and all of the staff, who just did a phenomenal job working around the clock to do everything humanly possible with the equipment and resources Public Works had to clear our streets, to make sure that emergency apparatus and vehicles were able to get through the streets and have contingency plans in place in the event emergency vehicles needed to get through at any particular time. The Township of Derry Police Department, Chief Warner and Tim Roche, Phenomenal response. We were in constant communication with both individuals who were putting out information, real-time information, and making sure that everything was coordinated. The Hershey Volunteer Fire Department, I mean, my gosh, just phenomenal response from our volunteers who just really stepped up to the plate. Pennsylvania National Guard actually fulfilled a request for a Humvee and remained on standby if assistance was needed. The Italian Lodge delivered food to the police department and public works crews on Monday, January 25th. A gentleman by the name of Lou Verdelli actually assisted the police department by utilizing his snowmobiles out and throughout the township to identify real-time issues and closures to provide real-time information to the police department and our fire department. We had Phil Gorno of Fenici's, who actually opened up his restaurant for the purposes of feeding our emergency responders and our public works folks during the height of the storm. The Days Inn supplied rooms so that our emergency crews and our public works folks didn't have to leave the village, that they had a place to sleep for 2 or 3 hours during this entire crisis. So, again, they stepped up to the plate in that regard. I want to thank Susan Court for pushing out information over the website, and Brian Balouche, who also assisted Susan in putting out that information. And to John Foley, who was an integral part of the coordination effort as our emergency liaison, who was knee-deep in pretty much everything that went on in terms of this emergency response. So not only did we have board supervisors step up to the plate and go above and beyond the call of duty, we had all of our departments and our department heads stepping up, as well as members of our community help out in this time of need. And my hat personally goes off to each and every one of those individuals who did what needed to be done once again to make Derry Township the special place that it is. So. In light of the schedule that we have, I would like to take one item out of order, and I'd like to have Tom Clark present item H1 through 7, given the amount of or lack of sleep he's had over the past several days and things that he needs to accomplish. If we could move that up first on the agenda so that we can release him afterwards. Tom?
Yes, this is the... Thank you. This is an intermunicipal waste disposal agreement, Woody Waste Disposal Agreement, that we have put together. In the process of applying for our grant for reimbursement for the tub grinder that we'll be purchasing, in the interview with DEP, they highly recommended, that we have intermunicipal agreements in place with neighboring municipalities to accept their wood waste. So we've formalized this relationship. We've been doing this for probably 8-10 years, perhaps even longer already. We take woody waste from South Hanover, the Lerner-Dauphin School District, and the borough of Humblestown. So this is simply a mechanism to formalize that relationship in order to qualify and boost us up in the rankings a little bit. Did we not have a reimbursement agreement in place, we perhaps would not rank as highly with DEP for reimbursement as we would if we had these in place. So there's two on the agenda tonight for the borough of Humblestown and the Lower Dauphin School District, and we're recommending approval of those two agreements by the board.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Any thoughts or comments? Do we have a motion to approve the intermunicipal wood waste disposal agreement between the Township of Derry and Lower Dauphin School District and the Township of Derry and the Borough of Humblestown?
Second.
Okay. Moved by Mr. Weir, seconded by Mr. Foley. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? And that motion is approved unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Weir.
Thank you. There will be another one coming onto the agenda at some point when I get it back from South Hanover.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chairman Moore, could I interrupt for a second before Tom leaves? Tom, are you staying for the meeting or are you heading out?
You don't need to tell him. Go home. I wanted to share this later, but I wanted Tom to hear this. And Tom and I have been in touch multiple times every day for the last couple of days, and I just wanted to thank him personally. He knows some of these comments, but, you know, as a resident, I've always been impressed by the way our township runs, but over the last couple of days, I've been even more proud to be a resident and a part of this township to see how well everything was managed, and I want to personally applaud you and everybody who's had a part in this, as Mark mentioned. But I wanted to share another group that I'm proud of, and that's the average resident, because I've been fielding all the comments and questions on our social media channels, and people, of course, have been concerned as they look out their window and they wonder, when is it going to be my turn? But there were so many more people that applauded all of your efforts, and I just wanted to share a couple because I think they're really representative of how people were feeling. Dairy Township gets two thumbs up and high fives for the super fantastic job they did on the main roads. Way to go. Well done, people. Thank you so much. We appreciate your hard work. This one says, thank you for all your hard work. I truly appreciate it. I hope you can get some rest soon. Thank you for your Herculean efforts. Marathon task, thank you for all the hard work. It went on and on and on. I just grabbed a few of them, but it just brought me a lot of joy to read them, and I just wanted to make sure to share them with you personally in front of everybody here and hope that you can relay them to your team. And our thanks and congratulations for a great job that still continues, by the way, as we move forward with the cleanup.
Thank you. Moving on to our new business, item A1 through A187, consideration of the adoption of resolution number 1444, implementing the Dairy Township Comprehensive Plan. Mr. Emerson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think there's been a lot of lead into this. I'll add a little bit more. This is our strategic plan for the future of Dairy Township. It's presenting achievable goals and steps for implementation. The documents actually a culmination of a long and collaborative planning process which engaged community members, elected and appointed officials, township staff, and technical experts, all looking at surveys, analysis, projections, defining problem, setting goals, finding objectives, all formulating to reach what we want as Dairy Township. The plan states that it is desired that future development in the township will first and foremost grow in. I think that's been a guiding principle of the plan. The plan focused on promoting and encouraging the development of safe, healthy, and distinctive living environments, open spaces, vibrant cultural, social, and business offerings, respecting our cultural heritage and our scenic beauty. As part of the adoption of the comp plan, assuming the board is going to adopt it this evening, there is a resolution written. And that resolution, as Chris alluded to earlier, states some of the goals and some of the work that it took to get to where we are. It states that the comprehensive plan is a guide for future development. It states that it's an enabling law. It states the enabling law that allows us to adopt it, which is the Municipalities Planning Code. It provides an affirmation that the plan does not change the base zoning in the township. It notes those that helped prepare the plan, the public input in the plan, that the county, the school district, and adjacent municipalities were all invited to comment on the plan. It notes that the Township Planning Commission had a public review of the plan and that the Board of Supervisors had a public hearing related to the plan. It notes a determination that the plan, as attached to the resolution, should not be substantially changed. It acknowledges statements of support and a short recital of the guiding principles of the plan, and it also then notes the intent to adopt the plan. So with that, I present to you the plan and resolution for the Dairy Township 2015 Comprehensive Plan.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Any thoughts or comments from members of the board? None noted. May I have a motion that resolution number 1444 be adopted implementing the 2015 comprehensive plan?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Foley. All those in favor signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, that would be one nay. And the ayes have it, 4-1. Moving to item B1-13, the preliminary subdivision and land development plan for 515, 555, and 565 East Chocolate Avenue, and final subdivision and land development plan for Phase 1, Lot 1, Plat number 1254. Mr. Engel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan was conditionally approved by the Board of Supervisors at your regular October 27, 2015 meeting. Since that time, the developer has found that there's little likelihood that the medical office featured on this plan will be constructed on this site, which would also remove the parking garage proposed to the eastern portion of the property. The developer was still intending to record the plan as approved and has also more recently found out that it's incredibly difficult to obtain financing for a speculative portion of the plan. They've come to community development to try and find a way to get the plan recorded, get the economic development started for the hotel portion, and not have to post security for the rest of the plan. What we've suggested and what they've agreed to and what they've processed through the township is a series of plans that would technically allow a final plan approval, which has already been granted by the board, for the hotel, but has removed the final plan approval for the medical office and the parking garage. Those items are still featured on the plan. There were, and just for reference sake, this is the medical office area, and then beyond that is some additional parking and the parking garage. What they're proposing as an interim plan, if you will, is that the medical office not be built, but that the parking be extended over to accommodate the hotel. By removing the medical office and the parking garage entitlement to construct, they do not necessarily have to post security for those features. So this tends to be a more manageable project then for the developer. So what I'm asking the board to do is to reapprove the plan as presented, as I've stated, removing the ability or authority to build the other features so that the bonding can be addressed just for the hotel portion. In doing so, I've provided a revised recommendation of conditions for approval for the board, which as has become standard practice. I'll highlight for you that the applicant reimbursed the township for fees by February 26th, that the following items happened by July 26th of 2016, that they provide revised cost estimates and post security, that item C on your list has been addressed. Item D, that they provide data substantiating fire flow requirements. Item E, that they provide written acknowledgement, original plans. We do have a digital copy, but that they provide the originals withdrawing two other plans for this property. That the location of the water lines, fire service lines, gas lines, and other facilities serving the property be shown on the plan. Item G is that the lighting plan is supplemented to represent this revised parking area and the proper lighting of it. Item H has been addressed. They are trying to get the plan recorded. I'm trying to move it through. Item I, that the that they execute an interim parking and stormwater drainage easement agreement that's acceptable to the township solicitor, and that is in John's hands for review presently. Item J is that all outstanding items of township staff and HRG be addressed. That's because we're working through these new sheets that were added into the documents. Item K, that the September 29th DTMA letter be addressed. Item L, that the executed stormwater management best practice operation and maintenance agreement is provided. M is that plans are provided on a CD or in AutoCAD format. Item N was addressed today. Item O, that the wetland certification be executed. Item P, that the MS4 post-construction stormwater BMP inventory is provided to the township. Item Q is that they comply with last night's design advisory board conditions of approval. And the last three items are stating that any revisions to the PennDOT plans be submitted to the township, that the BMP operation and maintenance agreement and the interim parking agreement be recorded concurrently with the plan. With those conditions, I'm comfortable with the plan modifications that, again, will enable this economic growth in what's a battlefield of the township.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Any thoughts or comments from members of the board?
I'll offer a comment, Chuck. I just want to compliment you on the way you handled this. Again, it's about it's a great project. Developers in the back row there. It's economic development. It's tax dollars for the school district and the township. And you handled it in a professional manner, but yet in a manner that got the project to advance. So thank you very much.
Chuck, I would like to commend your creativity in how you approach this. No, seriously. I did a quick question. You did mention that the plan is to only receive preliminary plan approval for the office and garage, yet to obtain final plan approval for the hotel to keep the project moving. What are the implications of a preliminary plan? In other words, it seems that we're substituting the parking deck and the medical office building for a parking lot. What implications does that have for the subsequent development moving east, I believe?
So under the municipality's planning code, the preliminary plan approval protects them against any ordinance changes should they be able to get the medical office back to the property for, in essence, the next 5 years, although that can be extended by the board. So they wanted to hold on to what they've gotten approved, and allowing that to proceed as a preliminary plan approval allows them to do that. If, as I think they really suspect, and as I suspect, if another user would end up on the other lots, then they would need to process a revised plan.
Okay.
So it gives them some stability of maintaining what's been conditionally approved. They'd still, even if the medical office moves forward, they'd still have to process a final plan for it. But it gives them some vesting.
Very well. So it is possible that this might be ending up be the final development on that site.
That's correct.
Okay. Any comments? Any further comments? Noting none, may I have a motion that the preliminary subdivision land development plan for 515, 555, and 565 East Chocolate Avenue and final subdivision and land development plan for Phase 1, Lot 1, Plat 1254 be approved subject to the conditions articulated by Mr. Emery.
So
moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? And the motion passes unanimously. Turning to items C1 through C12 on the agenda, the preliminary final subdivision plan for the Trimble property, Plat 1, number 261. Mr. Emery.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Trimble property is a subdivision of a 1.34-acre parcel of property owned by Janice and Howard Trimble. It's located on the south side of McCorkle Road in the area of Jacobs Creek. It's in our agricultural conservation zoning district. The proposal is to subdivide a single lot into two lots, one containing an existing dwelling, and that would be lot number one to the left, and the other being a lot for a new dwelling. This qualifies for our agricultural subdivision exemption. Our zoning requires or allows one lot per 5 net acres, except if the property's been held in a single ownership for a certain number of years, and this does qualify. This also, because of its size, qualifies for the section of our stormwater that only requires volume control. It's less than 5,000 square feet of new impervious area. It's actually about 3,000. Now, to get the two lots, and you can see that this lot number two has kind of an odd length to it, so we're dealing with some property that has some unique characteristics. In order to get this two-lot subdivision through, they needed to go to the zoning hearing board and seek some relief. They obtained relief for a minimum lot area of lot number two. They sought relief for minimum lot width of lot number two. In each case, very minimal relief. They sought relief for front yard setbacks to allow the buildings to be closer, consistent with the existing construction. They've sought relief for rear yard setbacks and side yard setbacks, in some cases for the existing structures, and in some cases to just make the lots more usable. And finally, for lot number one, which is the lot that contains the existing dwelling, garage, large development on a small lot, they had to seek relief from the zoning board to allow 25% lot coverage. In our agricultural conservation district, we only allow 15% coverage. By comparison, in our village residential, we allow 30%, so they're still below village residential. They've requested a series of waivers, which are enumerated in here. They include stormwater and sanitary sewer plan and profiles, plan scale for an overall plan of 80 scale, which is on the sheets. They've asked for in each of those cases, Planning Commission and staff has recommended approval, although they do need to tidy up some of the requests. That's actually happened since this agenda item was raised. They've sought relief for putting curbs along the property. Again, we're dealing with one existing lot, if you will, and one new lot, very minimal development. They've also asked for relief of providing sidewalks, walkways, and bicycle paths. Here again, the Planning Commission and staff have recommended the waiver be granted with the stipulation that they enter into the standard sidewalk deferment agreement. It's important to note that this plan came in just before the hearings and adoption of our fee in lieu of sidewalk. If I were to go to Google Earth, what you'd see out in this neighborhood is on the Jacobs Creek side, there is a sidewalk system that goes up into Jacobs Creek. I don't see any value in extending the sidewalk on the south side of the road. I think if the sidewalk would be extended here, it should be on the north side leading to Purcell Hall. That's one of the reasons why both staff, and plus the minor nature of this plan, is the reason that staff and Planning Commission are recommending that waiver. If it would be a fee in lieu of, it would be about $5,000, which is a big hit on a small lot, in our opinion. They've also asked for a waiver of street widening along the Corporal Road. And again, we're creating one additional dwelling unit. There's no purpose, no intensity to warrant street widening. With that, we're recommending approval of the plan, approval of the waivers as presented. We have conditions of approval that include that the applicant reimburse the township for costs, that the performance security be provided, that the fee in lieu of dedication of land for park and rec be provided, which is the $1,299.65, that they complete the township MS4 post-construction stormwater management BMP inventory, that the plans are signed and sealed, that the name and seal of the engineer certifying the plan and the accuracy of the post-construction stormwater management plan and calculations for the court are provided, that the legal description for the dedication of additional right-of-way along the Corporal Road and the corresponding deed are provided, that the BMP is executed, that the deed of dedication from the Corporal Road is recorded concurrently with the plan, that the stormwater BMP is recorded concurrently with the plan, and finally, that the agreement for the deferment of the installation of curbing and sidewalk is recorded concurrently.
Thank you, Mr. Tremor. Any further comments from members of the board?
Is this a loophole in our system? You know, you think that agricultural conservation, one house per five developable acres, and now we're putting, we're subdividing a 1.37-acre lot to two lots. So now we're putting a half acre lot there.
I don't think it's a loophole. I think it's preservation of persons' rights. In order to qualify for this exception, the property has to be in its configuration since 1978. So it's kind of reaching behind our ordinances and not taking property rights for smaller tracts. I don't really consider it a loophole.
Possible as a concession to get earlier plan, comp plans approved? Or?
I don't know where it stemmed from. I don't know that it's... I've seen a few of these subdivisions, including, by the way, Woodland Hills was done under this exception. Not as a great example, we'll go through that, but you know. It's a good way to get the infill in areas where it's probably not really agricultural land. If I would, again, go Google Earth out to this corner, you're going to see that this lot is consistent with Jacobs Creek. It's consistent with some of the other development, you know, the older style development that's already happened in this area. I guess I'd be hard pressed to call it a loophole.
Chuck, this is envisioned for a single family dwelling.
Yes.
Not a parking complex or anything like that.
No, and actually, I think that it's the owner's son.
Okay.
Is that right, Joe? Grandson. Okay. Jonas Grandson. Joe Eisenhower from Light Heigl is here. If you have any more technical questions.
That's as technical as I get. could you go back to the drawing you had on previously?
Sure. Thank
you. Could you explain to us what the shaded area is?
This area here?
Up top. Top right. There.
So that's... For subdivision, for densities, you need to look at sensitive environmental features and right-of-ways. So the area along the road, this is their net developable area calculation plan. So what you have to take out to show the net developable area of the tract is dedicated right-of-way or existing right-of-way, and in this case it's existing right-of-way, floodplain or wetlands, and in this case it's floodplain.
So that excludes the footprint of the developable area?
It's a calculation to say if you may have an acre lot, but only a quarter of an acre may be usable.
And the non-shaded area is the usable portion of the subdivided lot.
That's correct. It's okay. Unrestricted.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any other thoughts or comments? None noted. May I have a motion that the preliminary final subdivision plan for the Trimble property, plat 1261, be approved subject to the following conditions articulated by Mr. Aaron.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Engel, seconded by Mrs. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Aye.
One nay, and the motion passes 4-1.
Did you say nay?
You said nay? Yeah. Mr. Weir noted a nay. Moving to agenda item D1 through 5, consideration of the adoption of ordinance number 675, which would amend Charter 185 of the Code of Township of Derry regarding plan filing fees and the submission requirements. Again, this was the topic subject to our public hearing, which we had. Mr. Emmerich.
Again, this ordinance would really allow us to collect DTMA's fees and then pass them on to DTMA with the plans that we also collect for processing subdivision and land developments. And this ordinance also allows us to reduce the number of hard copies that are required upon submission of plans, plan sets from 10 to 7 and reports from 10 to 5, although it will also require that the applicant submit all of the data in a PDF or similar format, which will make distribution much easier.
Thank you. Are there any thoughts or comments from Mr. Emmerich? None noted. Do I have a motion for adoption of ordinance number 675, which would amend Chapter 185 of the Code of Township of Derry regarding plan filing fees and submission requirements?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Court, seconded by Mr. Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries 5-0. Turning to agenda item E1 through 21, approval of ordinance 674, amending the Articles of Incorporation of the Derry Township Municipal Authority to provide for the ownership, operation, and management of stormwater systems. Ms. Zimmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This item represents the next step in the process of transitioning the stormwater responsibilities from the township to the Derry Township Municipal Authority. The authorities passed a resolution approving an amendment to the authority's Articles of Incorporation that would allow the authority to plan for, manage, and implement stormwater system. their resolution requires that the board approve this ordinance that then also approves the Articles of Incorporation. The proposed ordinance was advertised as required in the January 7th, 2016 edition of The Sun, and I'm recommending that the board approve the ordinance amending the Articles of Incorporation. Wayne Schutz from the Authority is here if you have any direct questions for him as well.
Thank you very much. Any thoughts or comments from members of the board? Ms. Zimmerman, I know we've touched upon this earlier, but could you just provide us with a little history as to the genesis of this? What was the reason for this, and why the transition?
Sure. So there's a few different reasons. I mean, there's when you're talking about stormwater, you know, we're dealing with aging infrastructure. In addition to that, there's several state and federal regulations that are in place that communities have to deal with from an MS4 perspective, which stands for Municipal Separate Storm Sewer Systems. Those regulations are continuing to increase in magnitude, and there's additional things that we're going to be needing to deal with in the future. Transitioning this to the authority will provide the authority with a mechanism to be able to manage that and really implement that service. So in that process, Wayne's really been leading the charge from the authority perspective and can answer any questions that you have there, but also bringing in HRG, Matt Bonanno, and Adrian Bakary, and working with the stakeholder committee to really ensure that the system is set up in a way that best serves Dairy Township residents.
So in other words, DITMA is believed to provide a more efficient management of the system in compliance with regulatory and statutory requirements.
They know pipes pretty well. And it's also my understanding that the authority is planning to work with Tom Clark and his folks and some of the work that they're currently doing. And I know Chuck's also been involved from the MS4 administrative perspective as well.
Thank you very much.
Check. If I may add, they know pipes well, and they also know billing well. And there was a billing component to this.
Okay.
And it's, I think when we talk about this, the word equitable continues to come up, because the growing expense of the MS4 permitting is burdening general funds. So in other words, our general fund is being burdened by the increased compliance with the MS4.
I mean, you talk about MS4 as the new regulatory
framework requirements.
Yeah.
So it's growing, and so every taxpayer, whether you live in a small home or whether you're a large corporation, it's arguable that it's not fair that all of those costs are coming out of the general fund. And so that is a big part of the drive behind creating stormwater authorities. Mm-hmm. And we just happen to be fortunate enough to have DTMA right down the road that is run impeccably, has an amazing reputation, and they're just so well suited to take this off. So hats off to Wayne. Wayne, how long have you been at DTMA?
Just about 30 years.
Yeah. And Ralph, you just took over. Your predecessor was there for how long?
Just under 40.
Yeah. So they've done an amazing job.
So this is another step towards the Stormwater Management Authority.
Very good. Or same authority, but handling stormwater. This gives them the ability to handle
stormwater. To handle directly.
Right.
All right. Great. Any other thoughts or comments? Questions?
Yeah, I think as we've looked around the township and seen the extent of the stormwater requirements for this township, it's the benefit of everyone in the township that something be done about this, and like Justin said, in an equitable way, rather than wait till there's a disaster and then scramble for funds.
Anybody else? Very well. May I have a motion to approve ordinance number 674, amending the Articles of Incorporation of the Dairy Township Municipal Authority to provide for the ownership, operation, and management of stormwater systems. So moved. Moved by Mr. Foley.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? And the motion passes unanimously. Agenda item F1 through 27, review and consideration of a proposal from HRG for the value-engineered Chocolate Avenue, Route 422 streetscape improvement, revised scope of work. Ms. Zimmerman.
Thank you. You have before you a proposal submitted by HRG for final engineering and design for the Value Engineer Chocolate Avenue Streetscape Improvement Project. Over the last 6-8 months, we've been able to work with HRG and Chris Brown to really look at the full scope of the project and scale it back to, what represents a more manageable project and also addresses the most critical and impactful improvements in the downtown. This stretch of the project you reviewed in December in conjunction with an application that we submitted to the state requesting funding through the Multimodal Transportation Program. It extends from Old West Chocolate Avenue to just east of Mansion Road. It also includes the intersection of Cocoa Avenue and Caracas. Improvements include a grass median west of Orchard Road, high visibility, decorative crosswalks throughout the corridor, resin bump outs, and delineated parking spaces. The proposal presented, again, scales back on what we were initially considering and totals $305,000. HRG was previously authorized to proceed with engineering design for portions that we wouldn't hold up the schedule. They were previously approved for up to $60,000. And earlier this month, the board approved a request requesting county liquid fuels funding that would fund the balance of this proposal at $245,000. At this time, the county is in receipt of that request, and in talking with HRG, they anticipate that they'll be considering it at their next meeting with the commissioners as well. So with that, I would recommend that the board approve the proposal submitted by HRG for professional services contingent upon the receipt of the requested allocation of Dauphin County liquid fuels funding.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Are there any thoughts or comments from members of the board?
I think general comment just that it's a real simple agenda item, but it represents hundreds of hours of work and collaboration. So Lauren, Chris, Chuck, John, there's been a lot of meetings, and it's yourself. It's a scaled down version, and hopefully one that we can afford. Mm-hmm. So that's the thought.
Great, thank you. May I have a motion to approve the proposal submitted by HRG for professional services for the Value Engineer Chocolate Avenue 422 Streetscape Improvements, revised scope of work contingent upon the receipt of the requested allocation of Dauphin County Liquid Fuels Fund.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Foley.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. And the motion passes unanimously. Turning to item I-1 through I-3, authorization to advertise an ordinance amending intergovernment arrangements for police. Got a little ahead of myself. Thank you, Mr. Foley. G-1 through 8, authorization to accept a proposal from Herbert, Roland, and Grubig to provide professional and related project services for the Middletown Road Corridor Study. Mr. Nathan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This study will assess the existing safety and ability along the corridor and make recommendations for improvements. This will include an evaluation of signal timing and progression, as well as conceptual evaluation of turn lane warrants at locations along the corridor. Scope of services in the amount of $14,850. These funds are available and earmarked in the community development contribution budget.
Thank you. Any thoughts or comments from members of the board?
I have a comment for everything tonight. Just that it's about time.
Not that you have a comment for everything, but that it was about time that we do this. So.
Yeah, so it's been delayed, but you see Dale Holtz and back there in the audience. Hopefully we get some interesting findings from this study.
Some questions. Is this going to include a capacity analysis of Middletown Road and its present configuration and how that capacity is impacted by potential development along Middletown Road to include completion of the Norfolk Southern facility and Londonderry development that bookends Middletown Road and or any potential development along Middletown Road to include truck traffic, anticipated truck traffic?
Yeah, we will be looking at capacity. We're not going to go into a lot of detail as far as the future planning, but all of those things will be considered, and we are going to do existing traffic counts, so we'll compare existing conditions and then project that up for the future conditions of the development and the potential development that we anticipate that may happen in that corridor.
Okay, and I noticed that the description talks about a weekday traffic analysis. Will there also be a weekend component to that?
Typically, it's just a weekday because that's when you get the highest volumes. So I believe for our scope, it's just a weekday.
And will there be an analysis of existing truck traffic, 18-wheel traffic as well?
Yes, when we do the automatic counts, it will count both cars and trucks.
And will there be any inquiry to Norfolk Southern as to its present capacity and its anticipated use of Middletown Road?
Yeah, we can add that in there. And make that stuff.
Possible discussions with Londonderry as well as to prospective development along 283 and how that might impact traffic capacity along Middletown Road.
Yeah, we are Londonderry's engineers also, so we will be able to walk down the aisle and check that out.
Well, yeah, we've had enough surprises from adjacent municipalities that let's try to eliminate those or reduce those as much as possible. I'm looking forward to the current capacity analysis and see whether it can assist us in future capacity analysis and consideration. So. Are there any other thoughts or comments? None noted. May I have a motion to permit the township manager to execute an agreement with HRG to provide professional and related project services for the Middletown Road Corridor Study?
So moved.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And the motion carries unanimously. Now, turning to I-1 through 3. Authorization to advertise an ordinance amending an intergovernmental arrangement for police protective services with South Hanover Township and authorizing the adoption of a joint municipal agreement for law enforcement services to be provided within South Hanover Township for Milton Hershey School, Venice Campus, North and South, and Manda Campus by the Derry Township Police Department. Chief.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is in reference to advertising an ordinance to enter into this intergovernmental agreement or arrangement. The Milton Hershey School is about to expand the current Venice Campus. It'll be known as Venice Campus North and Venice Campus South. And this agreement would expand our coverage in there. Currently, we provide police services for the Venice Campus. Milton Hershey School provides funding for those police services. And this would allow us to expand our coverage in there for routine police business, calls for service, those type of things, patrols. The Board of Supervisors of South Hanover Township and Milton Hershey School have executed the document, and so we need to advertise the ordinance to allow this agreement to go forth.
Thank you very much. Any thoughts or comments from members of the board?
Just this is an ongoing contract that we've had for several years since the Venice campus. It's just an expansion of that from their recent acquisition.
May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Very well. Made by Mr. Foley, seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And the motion carries unanimously. Brings us to our final agenda item, J1, request to implement a seasonal pay scale for our special school police crossing guards for the duration of the union contract.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This would be to establish the pay scale for our special school police. The ASME contract was recently signed and will be in effect for the next 3 years. And this will provide the pay scale increases for the special school police in reference to that CBA with ASME.
Thank you. Any thoughts or comments from members of the board? Noting none, may I have a motion to implement the special school police pay scale?
So moved.
And I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None noted, and the motion passes unanimously. I'd like to consolidate the correspondence and board and committee information. I'll start off with my left. Susan, any correspondence or board committee information?
No, just a general thank you to the public for their cooperation the last few days and using our social channels and kind of keeping up with all the updates that we've been pushing out. And hopefully we were able to communicate and keep up with their requests and needs as the storm progressed.
Thank you.
We've been giving DTMA a lot of credit for stormwater, but they're forward-thinking in a lot of other ways that they're meeting. So one that I noticed is their proposal to develop a waste system for e-waste, which would take a lot of trash out of the landfill and turn it into usable gas now. So that's just one or two of the forward-looking things that are happening.
Thank you, Matt. Mr. Fuller.
Just a thank you to our various services that have handled the storm so well. It's a pleasure to work with all of the men and women that were involved in that. And thank the residents just for their patience. It's a record snowfall, so I think we're all a little snow weary and ready to move on to spring. So that's it.
Thank you. Justin.
I just want to recognize all the time, effort, and the people that were involved with the comp plan. So, I mean, it was very quick. We approved it, and there's a lot of hard work that went into it from a lot of qualified people, Chris Brown and Chuck. I mean, we had an amazing team working on this. I truly believe that it's a good plan. And so we, I think, strategically put together a good team. The process started 6 years ago, approximately. Really got ramped up 2 years ago when we sort of reinvigorated the process. Chris Brown, project manager, Chuck, and AJ Schwartz. And so it's really, congratulations. I mean, thank you for the work that you've done. I just want to, this comp plan is not pro-development or anti-development. It is pro-smart and measured development. It is rooted in smart growth principles, and it's the product of sound planning by highly competent and well-qualified planners. It is going to be the guiding tool that allows Erie Township to realize its potential of being a forward-thinking, well-planned community. So, thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Egg, anything? Reports. Chief?
Just a couple quick things. I'd also like to echo the sentiments of the board in thanking the other departments for helping the police department out. It was much appreciated getting that kind of help from other departments in the township and also the citizens in the various businesses throughout the township. We actually were out tonight with the traffic signal that was down, and HMC came over with their equipment and dug out the traffic box for us. So it's continuing on. I did want to mention one other thing that happened. The Friends of Derry Township Police Canine Foundation received a donation from three young gentlemen, Anthony Vesqueezy, Riley Schmidt, and Seth Wildeson. They all had birthdays in a relatively short time period, close to each other. And instead of asking for gifts, they took up monetary donations for the canine fund. They were able to raise $615 between the three of them, $665 with a late donation that came in. And the son was kind enough to put their picture in, I think, two issues ago, of them presenting a check to the foundation. That photo generated a visit from Doc Swartz, who many people know from the area. His wife, Judy, was with him. And they were so impressed by these three young men, they matched that donation, brought in a check and matched that donation. So pretty impressed by those three young men.
Thank you, Chief. Mr. Dillon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to echo the same sentiments that this board has about this past weekend, and particularly the public works. We wouldn't have been able to respond the way we did without the public works and the snow plows leading the way, creating the system.
And thank you again. Barbara?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd also like to thank especially Public Works and Matt Mandio personally for keeping me in the loop in terms of the library and the, what was going on around our building. We did get it open, and there were people in the community just waiting to get there. I was over here yesterday to check on my building, and there were at least three or four people who were trying to get to the library and wanted to come in, but couldn't get in because we needed to get it all plowed out. Thanks again to Public Works and to Matt and his crew over at Parks and Rec for helping us out and making it efficient. With the library, we have adult reading programs that are now in place for the winter, and the new children's programs are in place for the winter months, and we've got winter.
We certainly did.
Sure, I would like to add, you know, it takes the credit for how nice the improvements you're doing.
The improvements are now we're waiting for the new furniture.
All in good time. Sure.
I have nothing, thank you.
Nothing to add this evening. Thank you. Thank you. Chris?
Just one update. I've been working with Mr. Engel, Mr. Foley as the transportation liaisons, along with Matt Lehner from PPR, from HRG, and the folks from PPL about getting the final alignment for your street lighting along the Park Boulevard alignment. So within the next week and a half, in time for your next board meeting, you should have some preliminary plans to review and make some decisions on related to lighting along the Park Boulevard realignment corridor. So exciting stuff. My thanks to Chairman Engel and Foley for that. You laughed. It is exciting. It's going to be some, a great pedestrian connectivity within the township. So that's progressing.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Just two items regarding DTMA, Municipal Water Authority. We're holding our second stakeholder advisory committee meeting tomorrow at 9 a.m. So I'll continue that process. And prior to the storm, we met with a contractor for Logos and Java storm sewer improvements. They had marked out, did stakeouts of the boxes with where it's going to be, and we're currently doing some utility coordination through that process. They indicated to me that they probably will not start until March, April timeframe. So no official schedule submitted yet, but that's the latest that I heard.
Thank you very much.
Posting, will you?
Chuck, anything?
Yes. As we discussed last year, the second meeting, I'm going to give you an update on where we are with property maintenance initiatives. I've produced an article for our first quarterly newsletter. We're calling it The Informed Citizen. It's going to give a little bit about the township and a little bit about regulations to mix it up and make it pleasant. Following that initial article in the quarterly newsletter, really, it will. Now there's left. I'm hoping to get one in an article in every other or every weekly blast. Also, we've been working towards the community partners ordinance and grant. That's for the foreclosed properties. John's reviewed the ordinance. I was initially going to try and list that for early February. I'm going to hold off from that till John and I can get the details together on some of the language in it. We've obtained the 2015 International Property Maintenance Code, and we're going to be reviewing that against the code we're presently enforcing, which is the 2003, and seeing where updates should be made. And on a different matter, we've had our first workshop for the official map last Friday. A lot of ideas, a lot of good stuff came of that. And that's one of our implementable goals from our comprehensive plan, which is just a fabulous thing to say. We were starting to implement parts of it. And speaking of that, another one of the goals from our comprehensive plan is reworking our zoning ordinance. Our committee that works on that is comprised of two supervisors, two planning commission, two zoning hearing board, DHA, and so on. Sandy was our supervisor liaison to that committee. Could I ask the board to appoint a person in her place? Our next meeting is February 3rd.
We've discussed it, but I don't think we've done it formally.
Yeah,
can I make a nomination based on our discussions? I'd be inclined to nominate Susan to serve.
I'll second that.
I would.
That's what we had discussed, but if somebody else has an interest in that and has the bandwidth to do that, I would
the direction I think we were going was that Sandy would stay on the committee and she brings a good background in, spent a lot of years now with sort of a passion for planning like many of us lay people have. You guys are the pros. We actually, it's a hobby for us. And then it would be helpful for Susan just to bring her in and sort of see what's going on and get familiar with the work. So, was there anything?
Well, we have a motion. We have a second from Mr. Foley. All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And passes 5-0. You now have a new committee member.
With that, the next meeting is February 3rd at 6 o'clock. I'll get a hand truck and get your box.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
A little bit of reading.
That's all I have this evening.
Okay. Laura?
Nothing further tonight. Thank you.
Jiminy?
No. Thank you.
Very well. I'd like a motion for approval of accounts payable in the amount of $695,192.07, and payroll in the amount $349,344.47. So moved. Moved by Mr. Foley.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Hengel. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion passes unanimously. I'd like to open the floor up for the second period of visitor and public comments. And again, anyone who wishes to avail themselves of this opportunity, I'd like to ask that they state their name and their address, and kindly limit their remarks to 3 minutes or less. Noting none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Foley, seconded by Mr. Engel, and that will conclude today's meeting.